stupid. I was like, you have 400 credits. Chris,
too much for a start.
And I said, didn't a friend steal your credit before? You want to go do business with another friend now?
7-9.
Didn't have any comeback.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Ruben. Is this Jesse and Sue?
Yes.
Hi, we spoke yesterday, and then you had some questions, and Peter spoke to you. I just wanted to touch base on your approval and see what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Can you let me know what's going on? I'm not sure. This is Jesse, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so can you let me know what's going on with your file? I'm not sure if you're still interested in using the approval or not.
What's the file?
The loan you're working with Peter on?
The $80,000?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm speaking to somebody else right now.
I'm sorry?
So I'm just holding right now.
Okay, so what are you trying to accomplish there? I'm not in sales, I'm just in underwriting. So what are you trying to accomplish?
Okay, for holding years, the lease, I understand my idea credit score. But, you know, the interest going to be about like $38,000, almost $40,000. That's going to be ridiculous. That's what you're asking for.
What are people telling you you're going to pay?
Pardon?
I had a conversation with Peter, and you said you were like looking to borrow money from your friend, which is honestly none of our business. We're just here to provide you the best approval possible. What have people told you that you're going to pay on these loans? Because if you're going to shop around, here's my fear. You've worked with us before, so we have no incentive to give you a bad deal, but I think people in our industry often are liars, and they just tell people stuff that's frankly not true. What have other lenders told you you're going to pay in terms
Nobody told me anything else. Nobody told me anything else. I don't tell anybody else for this. That's what I'm thinking about by myself.
What do you think is realistic? Like, just so I can understand your side of the, I'm just here to help. Let's say you get that same $80,000 and you pay it back over 11 months. What are you looking for? And I can tell you if that's realistic or not.
Yeah, maybe like about the like 15%, I understand.
All right, so what makes you believe that an unsecured loan would be 15%, a cash loan unsecured?
Okay, I don't want to be arguing with you guys, okay? I just going to be thinking about it. I can accept it or not, okay?
Well, are you still trying to use those for equipment financing or no? I'm just trying to, I'm kind of in the middle, so I'm just trying to help here. I'm not trying to argue with anyone.
Yeah, I just going to be, you know, I want to be, anyway, I need to use money, though. But, you know, I'm not going to pay for $40,000 for interest. I'm going to be using the money. That's what I'm saying. That's what the concern about it.
Okay.
Maybe $20,000, I understand that. But, you know, $40,000, no.
Where do you get the idea that you'd pay $40,000?
You can look at about your whatever you finance and after you pay back. You can see that.
It's not $40,000. That's not true. I don't see those numbers. Let me take a look.
Here's the number here. I'll show you this.
The payback over 12 months is $34,744. It's not 40.
Okay, $34,000, whatever. $35,000, $40,000, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to pay for $34,000.
The only way for, and I can understand that you don't want to pay a lot of interest, did Peter go over with you what the shorter terms look like? Because when we spoke, here's the challenge. We're not allowed to give a business $80,000 over a three-month term unless their cash flow supports it. Because we're at that point, if we do anything like that.
What do I say? Okay, 3 months, 6 months, doesn't matter. Okay, I said what about 5 months? I can use it the 5 months after I pay back. He said, yeah, you can do that. So you pay for $470 something, blah, 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 for 5 months. And then, you know, it's left over. It's like about $40,000 something. For $111,300 or something, pay off the money, right? And then he said about you, they give you about 6% discount. 6% discount is mean about the $3,000. So they're going to be discount for $3,000, still have to pay $110,000. So $80,000 using about $110,000 is going to be about $30,000 I pay for, even using that for 5 months.
You can do a shorter term for a cash loan, but you just won't get as much money. So you can reduce the rate. So if you wanted to do like a $50,000 or $60,000 or $65,000 loan, we could do that over a shorter period and lessen your time. Your business just can't qualify for $80,000 over 3 months. The bills will be too high based on the cash flow.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking right now. Okay.
Okay, so how about this? I don't want to put any pressure on you. I'm not in sales. How about we just close out your approval, you know, and then when you want to come back and do it, we can always reactivate it. Would that work for you?
Just leave alone right now because so, he appears there about a couple of weeks. Maybe he can do it. So
unfortunately, the approvals cannot last for several weeks. We base our approvals on real-time data, including
how many days?
Let's see when your approval was issued. Give me a second. Let's take a look. I don't want to put any pressure on you. You're an existing customer of ours, so there's no pressure, man. Give me a second. But I will tell you, do you mind if I'm like very blunt with you without rubbing you the wrong way? Hello?
Yes.
Do you mind if I kind of give you my feedback? Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not the first customer to tell me that you don't want to pay these rates. I'm actually a person just like you, and I view that, hey, these rates are high. You're paying quite a lot of interest for your business to borrow some unsecured money. The whole flip side is this. We know that you get a lot of calls, and people will say, hey, we've got the best programs in the world. I do believe this is the best program for you. And on the flip side, I have a lot of customers that come to us. You know, they shop around, and then they come back to us, and they say, oh, well, something fell apart. And by the time that happens, their approval expires, and they're kind of in a rock and hard place. I'll let you know just from my experience, because we have two offers for you. You're aware you have two loan offers, correct or no?
Yes.
Do you know what the other offer is?
What?
So the other offer, it's really expensive. It's not through us. It's through a lender that we work with, and you can just see kind of what the difference is. They offered you a $25,000 loan at 43%. Mm-hmm. Over 7 months. Mm-hmm. So they offered you only 25 grand over 7 months at 43% interest over 7 months. We're offering you 41% over 11 months, so, and a lot more money. But so
okay, so how long have you waiting for? So
let's see. Your approval ended with July. We can probably keep it open till, let's see when this was submitted. This usually do about 2 to 3 weeks. Let's see.
What about the end of this month? I decided end of this month, okay?
We can keep it open until, I think we would be able to keep it open until the close of business next week, which is August 26th. Would that work for you?
Okay. All right.
All right. Perfect. Give me a call anytime or Peter, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.